This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock sharp. This is Steve and Ted in the Morning right here on KNSS. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is live in studio with us this week. It is Wednesday, November 27th, the day before Thanksgiving. Our live weather forecast is on the way.
I'm Rodney Price. Wichita water restrictions will continue. The reason why is ahead.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northeast. It is 37 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. We're seeing record travel for this Thanksgiving weekend. No major delays reported so far. However, the return trip at the end of the weekend could be just as busy. Eisenhower National Airport marketing manager Valerie Wise has this advice for travelers.
It's going to be busy, yeah. I think Sunday is going to be the busiest day, both for arriving and for departing. I would tell people, again, get here early if you're flying out.
TSA says it could be screening up to 3 million flyers nationwide on Sunday.
Despite the record rain in Wichita this month, city officials say water restrictions won't be lifted anytime soon. They add it's possible we could enter stage 3 restrictions by the end of next year.
Cheney Lake has risen over a foot in November, but it's still roughly 7.5 feet below the conservation level. Meanwhile, the Equispead Aquifer is 94% full. Public Works Director Gary Jansen says water demand is decreasing now that the growing season has ended, but we are not out of the woods.
The lake level can drop in a hurry. It fluctuates a lot. I mentioned evaporation is a big deal even this time of year. Even with the rains that we've had, I'm certain that come next spring we're still going to be in drought to stage restrictions.
The city wants to construct additional recharge basins to feed the treated water from the Arkansas River into the aquifer. They will also conduct a feasibility study on using treated water discharged from the sewer plant. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A major ceasefire struck between Israel and Hamas after a lot of pressure by the United States and France.
The terms of the ceasefire are as follows. There is a 60-day truce. Israeli troops will withdraw and Hezbollah troops will pull north. The monitoring will be done by the UN and the Lebanese army, and Israel has the right to defend itself if Hezbollah breaches the agreement. Hezbollah have agreed to pull north of the Litani River, that's 18 miles from Israel, which is the same agreement they reached back in 2006. Critics, however, are saying that back then they didn't abide by it, they spent the time rearming, so shouldn't Israel finish off Hezbollah now?
Two of President-elect's federal cases have been dropped by special counsel Jack Smith.
The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals now granting special counsel Jack Smith's request to drop President-elect Donald Trump's classified documents case, ending the battle to charge him over retaining classified material at his South Florida Mar-a-Lago estate. Now, the case continues for Trump's two co-defendants, though. Now, meantime, yesterday, we saw the election interference case out of Washington, D.C. dropped against President-elect Trump. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Battalion Chief Jose Ocades with the Wichita Fire Department says there are more house fires caused by cooking on Thanksgiving than any other day of the year across the country. Many of them caused by people who are frying turkeys. Some tips: that turkey needs to be thawed out completely and dried prior to lowering it into the pot for a deep fry. Some of the other things people do incorrectly: using a frozen turkey, filling the oil up way too high, or getting it way too hot. You should always stand back, keep the fryer well away from the house while it's cooking. Ocades says another important tip: never use water to put out a grease fire. It will only spread the grease and make things worse.
Police say the death of 53-year-old Marvin Waldron is being investigated as a homicide. Officers responded to the call just after 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon in the 3800 block of South Hydraulic. The body was found with obvious signs of injuries. Anyone with information about this case is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111.
Will there be any hiccups for Thanksgiving travel? And it's counterfeit, a big counterfeit case, not money. What is it? We'll find out coming up. And, of course, our live Wednesday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, coming up in just a few minutes. KNSS News Time, 8:04. It's 8:08 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Millions of Americans traveling ahead of the holiday tomorrow, but some hiccups might make the process a little more difficult. Here's a report from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
As the holiday rush picks up, storms may throw a wrench in travel plans. Rain and snow are in the forecast for millions of Americans. Some flights have been canceled in Colorado and California. There's also concern about ongoing air traffic control staffing shortages. But so far, no major issues or delays across the country. AAA predicts that nearly 80 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home, with the majority hitting the roads. Travelers should get a slight break on gas prices. The nationwide average price for gas is $3.06. At the airports, TSA says they are staffed and ready to keep lines moving.
It's Fox's Brooke Taylor with that report.
Thousands of counterfeit guitars are confiscated in the biggest ever bust of phony musical instruments.
Federal agents in Los Angeles seized more than 3,000 fake Gibson guitars that could have sold for a combined $18.7 million. The big tip-off: they were fake. They were shipped to the U.S. from Asia. And all Gibson guitars are made in the U.S., including by artisans in Nashville and Bozeman, Montana. An officer with Customs and Border Protection says the fake Gibsons may look legit, but they could have cost unsuspecting consumers a lot of money and grief. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
$1 million in gold coins stolen from a centuries-old Spanish convoy recovered in Florida.
The coins from the 18th century convoy were taken in 2015 from the 1715 Spanish treasure fleet. The fleet was caught in a hurricane and sank to the bottom of the ocean. 300 years later, the coins were recovered, but half of them immediately disappeared. Authorities investigating one of the people involved in the initial dive and recovery say they've now tracked down 37 of them, but 13 more remain missing. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It is 8:10 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic, volume's thinning out, so things getting just a little bit better out there as far as traffic is concerned. Again, it's going to be a big travel day, so you might want to watch for surges of traffic out there, Ridge Road and Kellogg, or, Eisenhower Parkway there. So you could see some spots of heavier traffic here and there, but right now, those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, things looking pretty good. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. Also, 47th Street South and Broadway there in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear, your home for complete car care.
And let's look at our forecast here on the day before Thanksgiving. Let's check in with KSN meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly cloudy skies through the day. As we go through our Wednesday, winds are going to be gusty too. Out of the north at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chilly high of 49 degrees. 20% chance of some rain showers, especially later today. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Currently in Wichita, we have a partly cloudy sky, a breeze out of the northeast. It is 38 degrees here on this Wednesday morning, November 27th. Day before Thanksgiving. Hey, Wichita, be sure to head to the Monarch at 579 West Douglas, right there at the roundabout in historic Delano. And you've got to circle today because it's Wednesday. On Wednesdays, you can savor more than 50 whiskeys and bourbons for only $5 all day. Oh, cheers to good times at the Monarch, especially on a Wednesday like today. Nice. It is 812 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we've been talking about Thanksgiving tomorrow, of course, the old original Thanksgiving with the Plymouth colonists, the Pilgrims in Massachusetts, and the things that they underwent in the harsh winter of 1620 into 1621. Half of the Plymouth colonists passed away, but they were helped by a couple of Native Americans. Samoset was one of them. Tisquantum, or Squanto, was another one that came in at the request of Massasoit, the leader of the Wampanoag, to negotiate a peace treaty and establish trade with the colonists. Both of those men had some knowledge of English. They had previously encountered Europeans, both through trade, and even Squanto was a slave at one point in his life. So he had gone through a lot. And, of course, and one of them had his entire people wiped out by plague. He was the only survivor. So it was an interesting way that things came about. But, you know, they survived that winter, the ones that did survive. Then the following year, the Native Americans and the colonists planted a lot of food. They had a good harvest, and they decided to celebrate for 3 days in the fall of the year 1621. We don't know when. We don't know when exactly that took place, what the days were. It occurred sometime between the third week of September and the second week of November. So maybe you can estimate that it was October,
theoretically,
that that 3 day celebration took place, and it might have been somewhere around late September. Anyway, but they regarded it as, they didn't call it Thanksgiving. They kind of thought it was a harvest celebration, was kind of how they put it, and I think one of the things they didn't have turkey. I don't think that was a fowl that was in their repertoire at that point. I think they're in Cape Cod. They had a ton of fish.
Probably fish.
They probably had a lot of fish at this, and the crops that they grew. But
corn.
Yeah, you knew that there had to be a
lot
of
cranberries, of course.
And of course. Well, we're in Massachusetts,
yes. Of course. And pumpkin pie.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. It is 8:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we usually do this on a Friday morning, preview the Chiefs game, but the Chiefs play on Friday afternoon, the day after Thanksgiving, so we need to bump things up and have our live visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, today as the Chiefs get ready to play the Las Vegas Raiders on Friday afternoon. Brought to you by American Ag Credit. We love to talk with Mitch every week as we welcome you. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Good morning, John. And good morning, Steve, wherever he is. Hopefully he's not in a tryptophan-induced slumber someplace. So happy Thanksgiving to all of you. You know, happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners. We have our favorites, you know, Katie and Benton, or wherever she's at. She just roams around town. Our doctors are our Sedgwick County physicians, Dr. Maharis and others. And then today I know that Evelyn Lundberg from Roxbury, Kansas is listening. So it's like the old days of radio, Ted. They're hovered around the radio like Fibber McGee and Molly listening to our Ploffa segment.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Wow, he does go back to the old Fibber McGee. I remember. Wow, God, you do throw back, don't you?
Occasionally, yeah. Or we could do, let's see, the Green Hornet, or
yes,
all the ones that my dad always talks about. Yeah. So those were the days you'd stare at each other and listen to the radio. Great.
Fibber McGee and Molly. Wow.
All right, so I got a question for you. Are you at all concerned that this, Ted and I were talking about this, the possibility of this? I mean, granted, I think Chiefs are, what, a 13-point underdog in this one, or excuse me, favorite in this one. Are you at all concerned that this could be one of those sneaky sleeper games? You know, the last time the Chiefs lost at home, it was to the Raiders. Is this at all a concern to you?
Yeah, it seems like our file is full of sneaky get your best shot games. I mean, here's one of your stats of the morning. The Chiefs have won 13 consecutive one possession games.
Yeah.
That's if they win another one in a row, because the one loss they had was by 9 this year to Buffalo, 2 possessions. So the Chiefs wrap around the playoffs have won 13 one possession games. If they do that again and get a 14th straight, it's an all-time NFL record. So that puts this in perspective. John, every week I'm going into the, oh gosh, you got to be careful of the upset here, getting the greatest effort from the other team, and boy, you can't look past any team. Yeah, believe me, we're giving seminars on that right now. But the Raiders, even though they've lost 7 straight games, which is their longest in-season losing streak since 2014, they did break that 0-10 year against the Chiefs. But still, there's problems here. The Raiders have Max Crosby, who wants to eat flesh. You have Jacoby Myers, who's been very good. You've got Brock Bowers, the tight end, the rookie tight end, who's going to beat or shatter the NFL rookie tight end record. And then you've got one of Ted's old favorites, Mike Mayer, coming back. So there's enough on this Raiders team to make it interesting and to go for the upset. Heck yeah. The Chiefs have won 7 straight games at home, and the last loss was to these guys with Aiden O'Connell at quarterback. And it looks like he's going to quarterback again, even though last year he beat us and did not complete a pass in the second, third, and fourth quarters. That one still mystifies me.
I mean, you know, they would like nothing more than to play spoiled, but you did just mention it, though. They're playing their backup QB. So, I mean, it certainly sets up favorably for Kansas City.
Yeah, and I don't know who their starting QB or their backup is. It's kind of, they all are kind of the same guy, right? And then Gardner Minshew played against this, and it was a 7-point game, one possession in Vegas in week 8. But now he's got a broken collarbone. He's out. Instead of playing Desmond Ridder, who had played 17 games for Washington, they're going to throw Aiden O'Connell back. And they're just bringing him off injured reserve to play him in this game. So, and then the Chiefs have their own issues. So we have Spencer Schrader, right, the wonder kid, who has the walk-off field goal against Carolina on Sunday. Whoops! He hurts his hamstring in an individual workout somehow. And Coach Riedel, I think, will talk about it this afternoon, but it's like, what? What just happened here? How did Schrader get hurt? I don't know. It wasn't with the team. So now we got Matthew Wright kicking in this game, who's been with 8 different teams, 4 different times with the Steelers, and 3 different times with us. So to make your point, John, if you want to get a little more anxious, we're going to throw out a kicker out there, our 3rd kicker of the year, to go with our, how many? We've lost 3 tight ends. We've played 7 tight ends, 3 kickers, and like 15 wide receivers. It's just a weird year.
And yet those gurus who set the numbers sitting in that pyramid-shaped room on the top of the Luxor have put the Chiefs as a 12-point favorite going into this one.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What are they thinking? It's like Vegas knows something. I don't know. But if the Chiefs get a blowout win here, I want to know what to do. It's been since the Bears last year, like week two or three. Otherwise, it's just grinded out. It's like, well, they're going to beat Carolina by 40. No, no, it's going to be a walk-off field goal by Schrader, the Schrader kicker. And so it's I'm kind of conditioned right now, either through cardiology or through psychiatric care, to be ready for the, oh, this could go right down to the wire.
Well, I have no idea why we're talking about this game, because I believe our purpose to have you on today is to talk about the world premiere of the Hallmark movie, Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story, Saturday night on Hallmark with the red carpet. I mean, please tell me you've got a cameo in this movie.
Only audio. Now, you know I had a cameo in the little trailer thing last year, which started all this. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, She'll Never Buy It, Ralph, or whatever the guy's name is. It's in every Hallmark movie. And you realize they don't need scriptwriters. Remember when scriptwriters went on strike? You don't need, every Hallmark movie is the same. The script is the same. So it's the same with this, too. Did not get a cameo in the movie. You're bringing up a sore spot.
Yeah.
But you'll hear my audio. You'll hear my audio. That's all I can tell you.
All right.
So, yep, I am crushed that I don't have at least going, John, she's not going to go for it. Because that was my line in the last one. It took like 5 hours. You know, Ted, you've done these. Mm-hmm. It's like 5 hours to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And John, she'll never fall for it. No, say it like John, she'll never fall for it. Well, I think I just said it like that. No, you didn't say it like that. Say John, she'll never. Okay, John, she'll never fall for it. No, say fall for it. Anyway, no cameo. Maybe that's okay thing.
Yes, a Chiefs superfan tries to win Fan of the Year award as a Christmas gift for her family, but she falls in love with someone in the Chiefs front office along the way. Starring Tyler Hines, Hunter King, Christine Ebersole, Ed Begley Jr., Diedrich Bader, Travis Kelce's mom, Jenna Bush. What a huge red carpet coming up.
I know Trey Smith's got a cameo. I think Coach Reed has a cameo.
Oh, yeah.
Senior team reporter Matt McMullen's got a cameo. Yes, I'm going to miss the premiere, I'm in tears over that. So, but it's also a little bit of the, what are we doing? Or the Vince Lombardi clip of what's going on out there? Like we're doing Hallmark movies now.
Well, it's the circus that is the National Football League, and we get into it on a Friday instead of a Sunday. The Chiefs and the Las Vegas Raiders on Friday afternoon, the day after Thanksgiving. Mitch and the Chiefs Radio Network will be on the air at 1 o'clock with pregame Friday. Kickoff at 2 o'clock in Arrowhead Friday afternoon right here on your Wichita Radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch Holtis, we must ask you, how does this day after Thanksgiving matchup between the Chiefs and the Las Vegas Raiders somehow relate to Wichita State Wheat Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker Football Day After Thanksgiving Kansas City Chiefs Love Story Update?
Oh, this is so obvious. Now, when you think of Thanksgiving football, what town do you think of? What city?
Detroit.
Detroit, right? Yeah, 1934, they started their Thanksgiving Day games. The Lions have played on Thanksgiving since 1934. This time, November the 23rd, Thanksgiving, 1951, Detroit came to Wichita. The University of Detroit Titans came in front of 5,689 paid patrons, braving 29-degree weather at Veterans Field.
Yeah.
It is. Now, you got to help me on this, because what I need to have you say, Ted, this is like the dinner theater melodrama. You hold up the card and the crowd's involved. John, all you have to say when I go, John, just say no. Ted, you'll say, don't throw the screen. Okay, you ready for this?
All right. Okay.
All right. Here we go. The University of Wichita Municipal Shockers playing on Thanksgiving Day against the University of Detroit Titans. It is a battle, back and forth, the cold weather, fumbles, back and forth. John?
No! Don't
Wichita,
throw the screen!
Wichita has the football. Not yet.
Oh.
Wichita has the ball. They're at the 4-yard line going in, and Herb Ennington fumbles the football into the end zone for a touchback. John?
No!
Oh, okay. But so Detroit has a 3-0 lead, but The University of Wichita Municipal Shockers are driving. And a long throw from Ray Coleman to Elias Sneak Thomas. Okay, Sneak Thomas. Defensive pass interference puts the ball at the one-yard line. Eli Romero of the Shocks pounds it in. And Harold Copper with the PAT. And it's 7-3 Shocks inside of 4 minutes to go. Shocks are going to beat Detroit. Here we go. But all the Shockers have to do is run out the clock. Ted?
Don't throw the screen!
Dick Sanders is back. He throws a screen pass from his own 22. It's intercepted by Dan Cairns of Detroit, John.
No!
And the Shockers watch Detroit with the game-winning touchdown in just seconds to go. The Shocks lose 9-7. John?
No!
So when you're sitting around the table for Thanksgiving dinner and you give thanks, every family at the end of that, after the Swedish prayer even given by Evelyn Lundberg listening from Roxbury, always remember, Ted?
Don't throw the screen.
Thank you. There you go, boys. You can't have a melodrama featuring, and we've kind of brought Hallmark into the game here, the Shocks losing on Thanksgiving Day in 1951 in front of 5,689 people at Veterans Field if you don't have a team. So bring it back, boys. Bring it back. And Ted?
Don't throw the screen.
Don't throw the screen.
Throw the screen. There you go. Great, wise advice for all listening.
Mitch, we appreciate your time. Have a great call, and we wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, my friend.
Which makes it even more appropriate as we say, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you. Don't throw the screen.
Have a great call. Once again, we'll have Mitch Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock kickoff for the Chiefs and the Raiders right here on KNSS. Our weekly visits with Mitch are brought to you by American Ag Credit. It is 827 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Good morning. It is 835. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is the day before Thanksgiving, Wednesday, November 27th. Currently in Wichita, it is partly sunny and 39 degrees. AAA and its forecast partner, INRIX, says the worst times to drive for Thanksgiving are yesterday afternoon and this afternoon on Wednesday. For travelers returning home, Sunday afternoon and most of the day Monday will be pretty crowded on the highways. On Thanksgiving itself, tomorrow, the roads will be the least congested. AAA projecting a record nearly 72 million people traveling by car, nearly 6 million people flying here in the U.S. Gasoline prices are lower this year than they were last year. Average price of gasoline in Kansas, $2.70 a gallon, 24 cents lower than a year ago. The state with the least expensive gasoline is Oklahoma, $2.51 a gallon.
President-elect Donald Trump named additional members to his cabinet focusing on the economy and health.
These names give us an idea of the direction of the incoming Trump administration policy. Jamison Greer, as U.S. Trade Representative, he served as chief of staff to that position during the first Trump administration with experience implementing tariffs. Economist Kevin Hassett will head up the White House National Economic Council. He's been a proponent of tax cuts and also served in the first Trump term. And joining the healthcare team, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. He was nominated to lead the National Institutes of Health. He is a physician and an economist. He had been a critic of COVID-era shutdowns.
Fox's Doug Luzader.
1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
.850 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A local business update is on the way from the Wichita Business Journal. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Two of the president-elect's federal court cases dropped by special counsel Jack Smith.
Two.
A major ceasefire struck between Israel and Hamas after a lot of pressure from the United States and France.
One.
It's the day before Thanksgiving. Nearly 80 million travelers flying and driving. It's always one of the busiest travel days of the year. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras are showing that the traffic volumes are pretty thin now, but the other thing they're showing right now is a crash, so avoid this one if you can. Southbound I-135 It is between Lincoln and Harry. And, yeah, you'll want to avoid that if you can. Again, that's a traffic accident southbound on I-135 between Lincoln and Harry. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two convenient locations downtown at Market and Waterman and 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
And looking at our weather forecast here on the day before Thanksgiving, it's going to be a chilly day today. Gusty wind out of the north, a high of 49 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with a low overnight low down to 28. And tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, sunny day on Thursday, a high 41. So cooler tomorrow and pretty much the same way the rest of the weekend. Highs in the 40s, lows in the 20s throughout the rest of the holiday weekend. Currently in Wichita, we have a partly sunny sky, a breeze out of the northeast. It is 39 degrees on our way to a high of 49 here on the day before Thanksgiving. Hey, Wichita, head to the Monarch at 579 West Douglas, right there at the roundabout in historic Delano. And hey, it's Wednesday. You know what happens on Wednesdays at the Monarch. You get to savor more than 50 whiskeys and bourbons for only $5 all day. Hey now, cheers to good times at the Monarch. Coming up after Steve and Ted, of course, it's always the Glenn Beck program from 9 to 11 a.m. every weekday. Glenn is out this week. He'll be back on Monday. Pat and Stu are guest hosting the program this week. And one of their topics today, the internet unloading on Vice President Kamala Harris after a new video. So we'll have some of that topic coming up on the Glenn Beck program right after Steve and Ted, starting at 9 o'clock this morning.
Have you seen that video, by the way?
No.
She came finally. I mean, she's been on vacation, I guess, recovering from the loss. And it's not a particularly flattering video. She looks pretty haggard. And I've been through a political loss. It's not easy.
Not easy.
But
nope.
It's not a flattering video. She probably should have just issued a press statement.
It is 8:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. From a very young age, Security First Title CEO Craig Burnsy Burns could tell the enormity of real estate just by looking at his father, Jim Burns. Now with Burns set to receive this year's Lifetime Achievement Award from the Kansas Chapter of Certified Commercial Investment Members and the Wichita State University Center for Real Estate, real estate title company CEO said he's honoring his father's work. Craig Burns going to receive the award at a luncheon in early December at the Marcus Welcome Center on the WSU campus. The award given annually to individuals who have made significant contributions to Wichita's commercial real estate and development industry. Burns got his start as a runner for Security Abstract and Title back in the early 1980s. Then a 15-year stint in sales at the firm, where he grew to manage the company statewide after it was sold to First American Title Company. He later started his own title company in 2009 called Security First Title, along with partners Jennifer Bell Wiest and David Armagost. World shares of stocks are mixed today. Chinese stocks are leading gains after American stocks rose to records, despite President-elect Donald Trump's latest talk about tariffs. Oil prices are on the rise. Yesterday, the S&P 500 was up, reaching another all-time high, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average added a few percentage points, a third of a percentage point to its own record that was set the day before. And currently looking at the stock market just open here on the day before Thanksgiving, S&P 500 down slightly. NASDAQ is already down by 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, however, still on the upside, up 0.25% in the early going today on the stock market. 8:54 with Steve and Ted on KNSS as we get ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow. We look back on those pilgrims that braved the conditions and made it to North America back in 1620 and had to forge relationships with the Native Americans that were there to help them through that first winter. The Native American Squanto taught the pilgrims how to catch eel and grow corn, and he was their interpreter. And Squanto died a year later.
Really?
We remember him all these years later. He helped the pilgrims for about a year, but he passed away as a very young man. And the Wampanoag leader, Massasoit, also gave food to the colonists because the supplies they brought from England were not enough. They had to sustain their own lifestyle in Plymouth Colony.
So their first Thanksgiving was eel.
And boy, yeah. Eel was one of the things that was served.
That's it. We're getting rid of our turkey, honey. We're serving up eel tonight.
You know, our commodities guy, Tom Leffler, said he's not poultry. Maybe we should get him on the eel futures.
Get him some eel. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for being with us.
Stop it.
Here on Thanksgiving week. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity Show, news updates all day. Please have a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving. We do not have a show Friday. We'll be back on Monday on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.